you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Monday edition of the Coach's Corner. We go into spring break for Emory. Last week it was for Carbon, this week it's for Emory. And so things are going to slow down on the Emory High School athletics front, at least for soccer. Now, the boys' soccer squad played last Thursday. They entered in a 2-2 tie with the Union Cougars, and that'll take them into a lengthy break. They'll next take the field on Tuesday, April 10th, to go toe-to-toe with the Richfield Wildcats. And joining us over the phone right now to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Troy Winter. Coach, always fun. Thank you for the time today.
Thank you, and appreciate the time as well, too, Jordan.
Yeah, I always love getting updates on the soccer team, Coach. And believe it or not, now that we are heading into the month of April, the regular season is already halfway over. It's kind of amazing how time just flies by, Coach. But now that we go into April, it's spring break right now, how has this team performed, at least according to your expectations?
I think they performed all right. We've had the tale of, maybe two different teams showing up depending on the games and who our opponent is and stuff. But all in all, with everything going on, I think we're playing really well.
Coach, the competition level in this division is typically very, very good, and you guys did score a victory over Manti a little bit earlier on in region play, and I remember talking to you at the beginning of the season, or going into region play, rather, and you said, Manti's still got to be considered one of the top dogs. You guys get them at home, and you beat them 2-0. I mean, is that the biggest win of the season up to this point?
It is. It's a really big win. It gives you a lot of confidence when you knock off number one, and you're not number one until you knock off number one. And so it was a really good win for us, and a good building point for a lot of players.
With that being said, you guys are 2-1-1, and you hold a 1-point lead over Grand for first place in Region 15. But, Coach, that's the team that got us, Grand. I mean, you go back to that contest, Grand had a lot of success, 1-0, and defensively they were extremely good in that game, obviously pitching a shutout. How good is Grand in comparison to what we've seen from Manti over the last couple of years?
Probably the unfortunate thing there with that. I feel that Grand, is a good team, but I don't feel that they're a great team. I really honestly feel that they kind of caught us sleeping, and looking forward to another game, moving forward that way. Not give Grand credit because, they're very well coached. I'm really good friends with their coach, and they come out and we're firing on all cylinders. And we weren't, and so as a coach, I took responsibility for that, but it's a team that we, should beat if we'll show up and play soccer.
It's fun to assess the way things have gone at this particular time of the season because now you kind of have a gauge. And, Coach, another team that we can kind of talk about here is Union. The last time you guys took the field, it was at Union. That game ends in a tie. It's the second time you've seen Union this year. So gauging the talent around the 3A classification, what does that look like and where does Emory fit in?
I feel very comfortable and confident that we fit in right at the top. These other teams are good teams as well too, and it makes us very competitive. I really, really like to be competitive with all these other teams. Not getting blown out 8-0, not blowing another teammate out 8-0. Says a lot about the competition within our region and within the 3A classification as well too.
Yeah, I think the latest realignment. I mean, it's been good across the board in most sports. I thought basketball this past year was the most competitive that it had been in quite some time, front to back. Same thing for football. Even though there's a couple of those private schools in there, there's still a golden opportunity, I thought, for a lot of rural schools to have success there. Baseball, it's kind of the same thing. We're seeing a level of parity all the way across the board. It seems like soccer fits right into that conversation.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. It's always, there's always a couple that are, maybe the top dogs that you want to knock off and stuff. But, as a whole, the level of competition, I think, is really great. And there's a good opportunity for, the Emory soccer squad to be really competitive, going into the state playoffs and stuff as well, too.
Again, we're being joined right now by Emory Spartan soccer coach Troy Winter. Coach, let's talk about some of the individuals on this year's team so far. You guys have really spread out the offensive love so far this year. It seems like there's multiple kids that are getting the job done. Whenever I get the statistics from you at the end of the game, it seems like offensively there's some spreading out going there.
there is, and you know, and that's kind of the unique situation with losing a number of seniors last year and having to try to plug in younger players. You know, as far as sophomores and freshmen and juniors into different positions, and then maybe having a senior or a junior take a different role, you know, than they had last year. You know, and we're still kind of figuring that out a little bit. But, you know, our young guys have really stepped up, and they're giving us good opportunities, good looks. And, you know, our seniors are mature enough that, you know, as a coaching staff, we ask them to play a different position or a different role, you know, to give us a different look or a different opportunity moving forward. They've done that. You know, they're willing to do that. And, you know, and that says a lot about the caliber of player that we have, and, you know, and moving forward with that. It's very good as a coach to have somebody that's willing to do kind of whatever you ask them to do, you know, whatever role they feel.
Coach, you guys go into spring break, and it is a little bit of a lengthy pause in the action. It seems like you guys were playing great soccer. Sometimes a break like that can be detrimental. I'm sure that's something you've thought about.
Yes, that's one of the things that, you know, trying to figure out how to keep us all in shape, you know, not only in physical but mental shape, you know, in conditioning. You know, it's a double-edged sword, I think, sometimes, just like you said. You know, a break could be really good, get us rejuvenated and go moving forward, or it could make us really lackadaisical and, you know, not push as hard. You know, that's remained to be seen. With the spring break going on, we're still practicing. You know, there's a lot that are on vacation and doing things with family. And those that aren't, you know, we are still working out. We are still conditioning. You know, and so those that aren't, you know, out of town or out of the area have been showing up, and I'm really proud of them for that.
What are some of the restrictions that you as a coach have to kind of follow at this time in the year now that you go into spring break? Is there any moratoriums or anything that you got to pause in the action with?
There's not, fortunately, which is really good, which still allows us to, you know, get together, you know, to have some trainings and to have some workouts and, you know, and that kind of thing. So it's really kind of nice that way, to be honest with you.
On top of that, Coach, as soon as you guys return to the field, I mean, it's a game with Richfield. And looking at the way the region standings are stacking up, I mean, you guys have a couple of very, very big games as we get down to the final stretch of the season. We'll see Richfield twice, North St. Pete one more time, South Sevier one more time, Grand and Manti one more time, and then Richfield to wrap up the regular season. I mean, the final, six games of the season are upon us when you guys return to the field on April 10th.
Correct. Yeah, we'll see how this spring break treats us, and you know, we'll go down and play Richfield, you know, which again is, you know, a very good soccer team. You know, we're going to have to show up and play. And so I'm really looking forward to that, to see how the boys, you know, just, you know, how they come out of spring break and, you know, come into Monday's practice and ready to go and hungry, ready to take that, you know, take on that region opponent.
Coach, what are some of the things that between now and then you'll try to fine-tune? Maybe some of the things that you know you need to tighten up a little bit in order to have some success as we get down to the final six games of the year?
You know, one of the things is finding that offensive threat. You know, we're still kind of, you know, we had a quality striker, you know, last year with Juan, and trying to find that person that is, you know, has that mentality and stuff has been a little bit deceiving. So, you know, trying to find that one person that's willing to, you know, take the shots and, you know, take them at any given time is one of the things that we're really searching for right now. We want somebody to go in there and just, you know, pound the ball, pound the net, you know, given the opportunity and stuff. So the other facets of our team, as far as our defensive end, you know, and our midfield end, are playing really well. We just need to find that one person or two people that will, you know, really take the opportunity to score and give us scoring opportunities.
Are we reaching a point in the season, Coach, where you either know it or you don't know it?
Yeah, and that's you know, coming into the youth, you know, we've got a really good you know, striker in Zach Anderson that is in the right place at the right time, you know, almost all the time. You know, he's a 10th grader, you know, and that's experience, you know, just the lack of experience, you know, in a lot of instances, but he has the potential to be, you know, to be really good as well too, and he's kind of showing that right now with the goal scoring opportunities that he's been given. So, you know, he'll continue to be one that we'll watch moving forward and stuff. Parker Sermon's done a great job as well too. We've asked him to fill a couple different roles, but we might put him back up on that striker line and see what he can give us there as well too. So,
well, Coach, it's always fun to get an update from you on how the team is doing. Thank you very much for the time today, and enjoy spring break, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you so much. And I know the boys look forward to, you know, to hearing the stats and the information that you give them on the air and stuff, the props you give them as well, too. So I really appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. Definitely my pleasure, Coach. Thank you again.
Thank you.
We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to move over to talk Major League Baseball. We're now four games deep into the season. Had a couple of games earlier today, but we're going to be joined by Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher. He'll join us to talk about his beloved San Francisco Giants. He spent his days playing the bigs for the Giants. Now he's an analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area. Plus, we'll talk about the rest of the National League and dibble in some AL ball as well. It's coming up here on this Monday edition of Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.